Hey, what's up? This is Martha D. Staub, owner of MVMC Entertainment. Welcome back to our show of business building and beyond. Well, it's been a hot minute. You know, at the beginning of the year, I had a really very focused, very detailed schedule of what's going to happen, what we're going to do. And it kind of all fell apart because I've been dealing with some health issues. I know that I mentioned it in a previous episode, I believe the second or the first episode, but in February of 23 this year, I got diagnosed with trigeminal neuralgia, which is also known as the suicide disease. What happens is it affects your face. Right here you have nerve, you have a branch here, then these nerves go from here, here, and here. And so basically what's happened is I had pain on and off. When I saw my doctor in February, he gave me some medicine. It took about a week for it to work, which was the most painful week I've ever had. And then it worked, and then it went away. So I was able to film a couple of episodes and get them in. But what ended up happening was that medicine wore off and I couldn't work, I couldn't speak. It's a horrible stinging pain. The medicine I tried, I upped my dosage. It made me sleepy. I just got lazy. Everything kind of just fell apart. And as for business, you know, like this year, I'm not going to lie, and I've talked to a couple of other business owners, but you know, 2023 is a weird year. It's not as busy as it is. Like, we have clients. We're happy with the clients we have. We're very appreciative of them. And they, thank God, pay us to fund, you know, headquarters and to fund the software that we use and all these things. And we have picked up another set of clients from a very good friend of mine that I've known for years. She's also a sales consultant. So sales and marketing go hand in hand. So when she runs into a problem of people that need that help, she will refer them to me and then we'll work in tangent. So it's been a very fun, weird year. And this episode is actually titled Facing Burnout and How to Pivot and Overcome. I have really tried to overcome a lot of things that are kind of holding me back. I feel this year, I feel like, you know, when you work out, when, you know, they tie the, you put this thing around you and there's a set of weights and you have to run, and it's a really great leg workout. I feel like that in real life, because there are several projects I wanted to accomplish this year. And for whatever reason, I keep hitting a wall. Something else happens and I lose motivation. I feel like I'm on cruise control. And it's the worst feeling because I've never been like this. I've always been the go. And now I'm like, whatever. I've actually been focusing more on my health and my fitness. Like, I do not miss a workout. I have been so diligent and I track everything in my planner. This is the year I had to get a planner because my life, like, I couldn't keep things in my head anymore. I don't know how I remembered what I needed to do, where I needed to be. Like, just to show you, this is my month of July. There's a lot of things in this calendar. And I'm just like, I don't know how I've been able to do what I needed to do. It's wild. I don't understand. So I've literally had to write out everything. And it's just crazy to me. I just don't understand. I don't even make it up. But I just remembered something. But anyway, the point is like, I feel like, you know, we're going into August now. And I think that is just bonkers to me. Like, how did we get this? Like, I feel like the new year happened and then boom, we're here. Like Thanos snapped his fingers and we jumped a couple months. Like it just blows my mind. I just came back from New York and every time I go to New York, I get a hype of energy. Like I need to do this. I need to do this because, you know, we have business in New York. We have clients out there and we do a lot of work out there. And it's just, for me, it's, I don't know, it's crazy, but how do you overcome this? I know that a lot of entrepreneurs burn out. I have had people, and I've listened to people that say, you know, I'm just whatever. And then I listen to entrepreneurs who have multiple businesses. Like I'm still getting used to this wall. I have three businesses, you know, and I'm just like, right now, talent is popping. We have, you know, Kayla Sparks is one of our newest clients. She's on the indie scene, and she just showed up on AEW on a match. And so now we got her booked to a show in Rhode Island. Unfortunately, I couldn't be with her because I just came back from New York doing her first signing with the Wrestling Universe. So she requested that I be there for that. So I turned that into like a girls trip for me and my mom. But honestly, you know, talent is popping pretty good. There's some things in talent that I'm frustrated with, but I think we're gonna tie it all in this next month. Authentics, not much going on there. You know, I'm frustrated because that one isn't, we have so much inventory and it's not moving. I don't know, again, and this is also the temperature of what's happening out there in the world. You know, people are spending way more money on, you know, rent, gasoline, you know, groceries. The government just came out with this whole report that they have alien bodies and alien spaceships and stuff. And like the entire world, like all of us in the US were not fazed. Like there was not an uproar. There wasn't, you know, anything. And I'm just like, we are so focused on surviving. We're in survival mode right now. So I feel like that's why Authentics really isn't popping right now. I do sell a lot when I go out in person. Like I make thousands of dollars at a table. And I've been thinking about, you know, doing different things and doing, I have a couple of plans for the new year. Not the new year, but the rest of the end of this year, we have some things we've got to get done, including getting booths. We have shows coming up. We have some stuff on the East Coast. I got to look about a booth for November. November is our busiest year because we're on the East Coast for about 2 weeks. At RICC, who's a fantastic partner with MDMC, they give us press passes and we cover the con from beginning to end. We videotape it in real time and we're like, all right, we just got this autograph. And so we're really dedicated to Rhode Island Comic Con because they give us that opportunity to do that. So anytime we get that opportunity, we're going to take it and we appreciate it. So then I have a full week in New York and then I have the big event on November 11th. And then probably fly out, maybe spend another time, just depends on how much money I can, how much money I make and how much I save to be out there for that long. But, you know, there's opportunities out there. So I'm really excited to kind of, you know, rest in it for a bit. But yeah, it's a big deal. We have so much happening. And I feel like when we see, you know, we do have things. I feel like, honestly, for us right now, I feel like we're kind of on autopilot. We're just like, we're cruising. We're just cruising. We have our foot on the gas pedal, but it's not going forward. And so I think there's frustration there. And I think a lot of people out there are feeling that, whether you're in business or whether you're in just an everyday person that's just living life and surviving. I feel like all of us are in survival mode. So Authentics, we have to get out there in front of people at a convention to make it worth our while. So there's that. And then, of course, our flagship, MDMC. Like I said, we're just in cruise control. We have some fantastic clients that we're doing very interesting things for, but it could be better. It could be so much better. So we're just trying to figure it out. There are projects that we're working on. I started this massive project, and a couple of the interns helped me out with creating some of the criteria that we're going to be giving out to people, but it's wild. Like, it's crazy. Like, I don't really understand why I took on this project, but I knew that there was potential in it. So there's that. Also, kind of just to throw it out there, I am starting to get onto the speaking scene. I really wanted to go out and tell my story. I feel like as entrepreneurs, we all have an interesting story of how we got here. I really love my life. I love the fact that I can wake up when I want, work out as long as I want, open my laptop whenever I want to start working. Unless there's something pressing, then I'll jump on it. But the fact that I have been able to self-sustain myself and to create my own schedule, become the person I am today, fly out when I want, you know, I love that. And I wouldn't change it for the world. I mean, there's an opportunity that is presented to me that would kind of stop all that. And I'm like, I really don't want to do that. I really feel like it would suck. because, you know, I just had, you know, this trip to New York. I spent a couple of days out there, you know, that goes into the work week. I'm like, I really don't want to jeopardize that. You know, it just sucks. Like, I love the life I live. So how do we get out of this funk? So some of the things that I have been doing, number one, I tell all the entrepreneurs and people that watch this video, get a planner. I don't know, because I had notes on my MacBook. I keep notes on there. I keep notes on my phone. Unfortunately, they're not synced. I should probably figure out how you can do that. Benson Star, who is that? Hold on, someone has died. Benson Star, Inga Swenson, dead at 30. I don't even know who she is. Anyway, poor lady, rest in peace. Anyway, I feel like when I have a planner and I write it, I had to take this to the doctor's office because I didn't know when things were happening. I don't know why I did the digital thing. I kept everything in my notes and my calendars here, all that. But for whatever reason, it just wasn't like sneaking into my head. So when I have a physical planner, I really can tell when things are happening. So I have like a little sticky for this week. So obviously I have a lot of things happening on Monday. Oops, there's something I didn't do. I can see it here. And I have things that I need to get done. I have an intern interview today. And then on the other side of this, it has your to-do list. So I said, you know, schedule meeting with Jen. Okay, I did that. We didn't end up doing the meeting, so I have to reschedule that. Schedule MDMC posts. You Can Be You posts. I'm also on the board of a charity called You Can Be You. And then some of the other things that I'm working on, and then ADLs, you know, client stuff. All right. Then I have my notes. Okay. I put some notes down here. Schedule out newsletter for Authentics. I have that there. And then I have a sticky of other things that aren't important. But anyway, so on this side of this, you know, when you have, you know, all this on here, you also have goals on this side. So your goals for the week, I tend to write out on that side what I want to accomplish. This week, the goals were on this side. So I'm like, this is to do. This is not a goal. We're going to do it. Did I do them? No. I'm telling you, I'm in a funk. So anyway, one thing that I love about this notebook is it has a note section at the very end of this. It says notes right here. Oops. Has notes right here. So then I ended up flagging. I'm not gonna show what the flags are because they're pertaining to clients. So anytime a client calls me, I click the tab, and then I open it, and I'm like, all right, here's some notes, you know. So back here, I mean, I think in the back, you know, you have a big notes section. It's a pretty chunky section of notes. You know, so you can sit back here and probably just journal, you know, journal what you need, what your thoughts are, like this part right here. That's all notes. And then, of course, we got holidays and then map of the US, which I don't know. You could use it to think, dream, whatever. But anyway, I feel like this has been a lifesaver in a way because it does keep me in check. It does keep my, I don't know. It keeps me going, obviously. And then of course the monthly calendar. Like I have doctor's appointments on here. I have my dog Matthias has a grooming appointment here, you know. A Comic-Con, when I have to pay for my fitness membership. So I am organized. Okay. I'm trying to be. So one thing I would say is to in order to face the burnout. Definitely write out your goals, what you want to do, where you want to go. The second thing I would say is I'm really fortunate that I have a client who is so open to talking to me about goals and things. Like I don't like to tell people where I want to go, like what I want to do. I feel like it's gonna be jinxed. Like I don't even show people my vision board. Like I sit here looking at it this way, and I look at it, and I'm like, I have a lot of things I need to hit. It's like a dartboard. What did I accomplish? What did I accomplish? You know, I'm looking at one picture that has a bank account with an X amount of money. Pictures of views, pictures of places I want to be. Expand the empire is one of them, you know. The future is yours to create. I deserve everything I visualize for myself. So I have affirmations on there. I have a lot of things that I just look at and I read everything. One of them says, yes, you can. So I also, when you write out your goals, maybe make a vision board too. One of my clients, Roger Velasco, he does this at the end of every year, and he kind of shows the world what his vision board is. I'm like, don't show people what it is, but he says you have to have it physically where you can see it every day. And so I went to Canva and created the poster, and you know, created what I want to see every day. Yeah. Another thing that I do is, I know we're back to number one. I haven't gone to number two. I started number two, but we're back to number one. So on Pinterest, one of the things that I love to do every day, I try to do it every day. I go to Pinterest, and Pinterest has already. Ooh, those are cute. Oh, yep. So anything that I see, Pinterest is kind of like TikTok. It has already. The algorithm has already accumulated what you want to see. And so, like, obviously, a Porsche is definitely a dream of mine. I had a boss who had a black one, and I thought it was the coolest thing. And he was like, yeah, I got this and this. And I'm just like, I really want that. And my friend, who is the person who's helping me get business, she's like, when I was working at the company, when we were both employed at 9 to 5, we went to lunch one day and she's like, hey, you want to take a drive in my dad's car? I said, yeah. And so she didn't tell her dad. She just grabbed the keys from his office and we got in the car and left. And My boss, he was my mentor. He was a father figure. He actually died of cancer. I forgot what year it was. But the guy, he was such a mentor to me. And I think that's leading into number two, is talking to someone who encourages you and doesn't make fun of your dreams. That actually gives you that motivation. But yes, you fucking can. And he would do that a lot. At that time, he was really grooming me to become the marketer that I am today. But he was one of those people, after we left that company, I ended up working for his company that he created. And I was doing that stuff at night. And yeah, I was really hustling. Like, he really put me to work. And we really did a lot of things together. And he knew that once I met his daughter, we were just, we were just like, we just got along so well. And he knew that was trouble. And so, that day we went and got lunch, picked up something for him, of course. And we were just cruising like fast. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I love this car. And it was a convertible. So we were just having the best time. It was a great lunch hour. And then we cruised into the parking lot. He's standing outside waiting. And he is like, what are you doing? And we're like, we ain't got lunch. And I was like, here's your sandwich. And he was like, so he kind of stopped being mad and was happy we got him lunch. He was like, don't do that again. I was like, God, I love your car. And so, and then I ran to my office because he was really upset. I was like, God, don't fire me. I was just hanging out with your daughter. But anyway, the Porsche, I don't know why that idea kind of stuck with me. Actually, there's a Porsche on my vision board out there. I don't know. The idea of owning one just has stayed with me for whatever reason. I think it's just a connection to him. And yeah, I just appreciated him so much as a mentor. But anyway, there's a pink Porsche. So I have a board on Pinterest that says manifestation vision board. So I actually save a lot of pictures. And so when the time comes to create the new vision board for the new year, I just pick the pictures that I put on my board. And then you can see my board right here. Then like the Porsche I was looking at. It's pink. I would never have a pink Porsche. I would actually run a black one. But yeah. And these nails are gorgeous. My God. I love them. Anyway, there's a lot of. I won't go into what I like because obviously I really don't want to. I don't want to say it out loud. I don't want people to think it. But back to number two, find someone that you can confide in that's gonna like push you to get to that point. I talk to my client Jennifer quite often, and she reassures me. She's like, look, girl, like this is a weird year, but this is a prep year. Since business is slower, get the projects done. And so I'm like, you're right. So I'm really trying to hustle to get this project done. I have to get, the visuals done, the recordings done, and then I will have something amazing to present, hopefully by the beginning of the new year. And then, the speaking aspect. I have an opportunity right now that I'm really trying to struggle with because I know it's going to be a good opportunity, and I know that it's going to help extend this business further. So I'm just panicked right now trying to figure out how I'm going to do this. And so I'm really sitting here with the speaking aspect of that. And then I have another opportunity that came to me that I'm just like, I don't know if I want to take. I mean, it's a great opportunity, it's fantastic money, but I'm just like, ugh, do I want to sacrifice myself for that? So it's really interesting. And I know that those opportunities come with big price tags, and I'm just like, I need to move. So definitely talk to somebody. I don't like saying my dreams and my things out loud. I say a couple of things. Like when I was in New York, I told my mom a couple of things that are in my head and my heart. And I told Jennifer knows all of my dreams. And she's just like, you got this. We got this. And she's like, we're gonna be millionaires. and our companies, we're going to thrive. It's going to be amazing. The problem is that we want, as for me, I want instant gratification. The problem is that hard work takes time. And I know this because I've gotten this far from working really hard. And I feel like I look around and I'm like, whoa. I just had this conversation with my mom this morning. I was drinking my coffee and I was talking about how much I have grown in my business and how I've been able to work with people I never thought I was going to work with. I was talking about, you know, Justin Nemo. He sent me a picture this morning. I'm just like, oh, I miss you. And I'm just like, how did that happen? Like, you know, I had a huge crush on Justin Nemo when I saw him on Power Rangers in Space. How did I get here where like, he's my friend and I work with him at shows and I get to see him and he truly is loving and caring to me? Like, how did my crush end up being one of my really good friends? I just don't understand. I love you, Justin. I don't think he'll watch this, but I love you. I can't believe he's my friend. But anyway, to definitely find someone you can confide in, kind of light the fire under your ass and get it going. Is podcasts. There is a lot of people I listen to. One of the ones that I've actually really grown to love is Jenna Kutcher and her Gold Digger podcast. She talks a lot about marketing and business and things like that. And I feel like there are shows that resonate with me that I'm like, oh, I need to listen to what Jenna has to say. Actually, she actually has a book out. And I bought it the other day. I started reading it when I was on a trip. Where was I going? It was a car trip. It's called How Are You Really? And it's by Jenna Kutcher. And so she has her podcast. I've become a fan. I think I got upset because there was one day, I don't think I was just in the mood, but it was something that lit the fire under my ass where she said, you know, she no longer really manages her business. She has a team that does it. And she's totally fine with it. She's like in the multi-millions, like her and her husband are entrepreneurs and they're millionaires. I'm just like, that could be me, but I feel like, fuck you, you know? You get frustrated because there's people that the goal that you want to get to are already there. But at the same time, you got to realize takes time, it takes work. So but I still listen to her regardless because she made it. You know, she was a photographer and she made it. Now she's, you know, has courses and has her podcast, and like I just want to get to that level where I can just record this and give it to my team. I'm like, all right, throw it up. No, I don't have to sit here and do it. And so I'm really focusing on getting, you know, things rolling for me, and I'm just really trying to get it out there. And I'm just like, you know, it sucks. And sometimes you have to find the motivation. And so I look for podcasts that resonate in that area, that really get you going and puts that fire in you again. Listen to webinars, anything that's educational that can help your business. Listen to them. I have subscribed to a lot of the newsletters in the marketing industry so that I can stay on top of my industry. So I still know what's happening. What are the changes? You know, things like that. So definitely find some podcasts that will ignite your love for what you do. Number four, I do this constantly. I actually have affirmations on my phone. I actually use Mantra. So on my watch, because now I have my watch or an Apple Watch, anything that I have on my phone pretty much transfers over to what? Okay, well, I got news here. Hold on here. I can see where my team is working. I achieve goals. Hey, fantastic. I actually use this a lot for fitness. That's one of the reasons why I wanted it, because I work out a lot. But anyway, so usually anything that you have on your phone kind of, it matches, it pairs to this. But one of the things that I have on here is called Mantra. And so it's daily affirmations. Right now, this one says, I believe in the ability to change the world with the work that I do, which is, it resonates. It's like, yes, take what resonates, leave what doesn't. Let me see here. I have a mantra. And I also have an app called Moonly. The reason I have this app is because I track the moon. It sounds nuts, but I own a lot of crystals. I actually got into crystals because my friend, and you guys know him, he's been on the show, Alex from Facts of Life. He introduced me to crystals about 2 years ago, right around my birthday, and 2 or 3 years ago. And I love my crystals. I follow some crystal Instagram accounts, and so you know, I have to be aware of when the full moon is so I can recharge them. In a spiritual way, I just follow this. But anyway, this app, getting to the point. So there, obviously I have the moon calendar, and then I have the affirmations. And so this affirmation says, today I'm going to trust myself and my instincts. So there's always an alert that says, hey, you have an affirmation. And of course you can, if you buy, if you actually pay the subscription for these, you can get into other affirmations, self-realization, physical and mental health, abundance and life relationships. So I just have the basic one right now. I think I kind of want to upgrade the mantra one because there are different things I want to listen to. I'm on the general, so they just give me whatever's general, but they have, you know, some of the things that they have here are believe in yourself, nature, nurture self-life, calm your anxiety, grow as a person. Another one that I used, oh my goodness, I forget what it's called. I used to use it all the time when I was unemployed and before I started the business. Well, I had the side business, but oh my God, what was it called? It's kind of like Headspace. It's kind of like Calm. It's like kind of like Better Me. Oh Lord. I used to use it all the time, and I told people to use it too. It had meditation, some sounds to fall asleep at. Simple Habit. Oh my God. I can't believe I forgot about Simple Habit. I got to download this again. And there are some free versions of this. Sometimes what I would do is I would go to the gym in the morning, and when I would walk back to my apartment, I would actually sit there and meditate. I would walk back to my apartment and just meditate on whatever was going on, whatever I was thinking. Continue with Facebook, I think is the one. Simple Habit, every day. Meditate, write in your journal. Really just think about life and where you're going and who you're gonna be and where you wanna go. It's like I was telling my mom this morning, I feel like I have manifested the life that I live. I work with people I never thought I was going to work with. I remember telling my mom when I had my final presentation in college before I graduated with my master's or my bachelor's, I had on the board where I wanted to work and who I wanted to work with. And some of my instructors were like, WWE. And I'm like, yeah, I want to work with wrestlers. I want to work with the company. You know, at the time I was in public relations. So I said, companies like that need public relations. You know, I want to do this. I want to do that. And it was crazy. Some of the companies I put down are the companies I work with today. And it blows my mind that I do this. I'm really good friends with a wrestler that I'm going to have at a show here soon. We talk almost every day. Like, who would have thought? I remember when he came out in the ring, and I love this guy. And I'm just like, we talk every day, and we talk about, you know, crazy things. He's become a very good friend of mine, very trusting. You know, I've told him things that, you know, I really didn't think I would open up about, and he opened up to me about things. And I'm just like, wow, we have the same problems. And I know that I've manifested a good chunk of what I do. And I know part of it is just believing in yourself. And like I was telling the co-CEO, because his mentality isn't like mine. I feel like I can soar to the moon with all the dreams that I have. And like his mentality isn't like that. He's very in the present. And I live in dreamland. I think about my dreams all the time. I dream about where I want to live, who I want to work with, where I'm working, what this business is going to look like, what I'm going to be doing, what I'm going to be selling to people that can help them with their business. Like I just feel like I'm on another planet when it comes to dreams. And so one of the things that I do the most is I definitely meditate on it. I sit and pray about it. I don't know if you guys are, you know, religious or not. You don't have to be, or you can, you know, I'm a little religious and I'm also a little, you know, spiritual. Well, not, I think I'm more spiritual than I am religious. It's interesting. It's an interesting thing. And you know, a lot of entrepreneurs either are this way or they're not. They're very in the present, like my co-CEO. But I feel like if you meditate on it and you think about it and you write it out in a journal, I need to get back to journaling. One of the tasks that I saw coming into the new year is write down 300 things that you want. I think I only got to 100. I can't fill that up, and it's August, you know? You know, I don't know. I feel like I put everything that I've ever wanted in 100 spots. I can't think of anything else. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But as long as you write it out and you see it, I reread it the other day, and I'm just like, yeah, everything is correct. Everything is accurate. So really, you know, meditate, journal. And then, you know, that will help kind of put you back on the track to, you know, not be so burnt out anymore. What we do as entrepreneurs is definitely difficult. It's hard. I don't know how I've been able to do this. And my mom was like, you work so much. Alex from Vax of Life, I actually bought... So one of the things I like to do in the evening when I'm watching TV on the couch, I actually like to bring out my laptop and get creative, do content, do something that doesn't take up too much brain power. I joke with the co-CEO that I use more brain power than him in a day because I'm sitting here trying to work on this business. And but one of the things is I ended up buying, and because it's back to school season, I bought one of those tables. It's a portable table that has the beanbag under it, so you can put it down and the surface on top is flat, and of course it's pink. And and I, you know, you put your laptop on so the laptop isn't as hot, even though right now it's hot right now, it's on the stand right now. But I sit there and I just get creative and work on things that I need to really focus on or just get creative with. I'll sit there and be creative and do things. So yeah, that's fun. And Alex said, you know, it's because you're on your computer all the time. I'm like, I'm building an empire. That's why I'm trying to move. And I feel like this year, I just feel like the girl that's pulling weights and it just isn't moving. It's just slowly moving and I'm just frustrated. And so I'm glad I came in today. I actually am doing intern interviews, so I actually look nice today. Every time I come in here, I'm in jean shorts and a t-shirt. I'm like, I'm not filming Business Building and Beyond in this. And so I'm like, I look decent, I look pretty. Let's get this done. So let's give me 20 minutes.
report.
See what I mean? There's things happening here. we just got to get through it. We gotta keep rolling. We gotta stay motivated. We still have to let the fire. You know, there's people want us to work on things because of our skill set. We wouldn't be here without it. We wouldn't have a business without it. And so we gotta keep in check. I know burnout happens a lot. Like I said, I feel like we're on cruise control right now, and it's just a weird feeling. So, yeah, pretty much it. If you have any other suggestions on how to avoid burnout, leave them in the comments. Maybe there are things we're not trying. That would be great. Yeah, let us know what you feel, what's going on. Let us know if you tried any of our suggestions and if they worked for you. I'm excited to hear the feedback and what you're doing. You know, we're all on this together. So I hope you enjoyed it. So you can follow us at, you know, MDMC Entertainment. You can go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. We are everywhere. I just, I can't believe it. You can check us out. Oops, right there. There you go. Just type in that on any of the platforms. Also, we're on Threads. I'm actually getting a lot of notifications about Threads. It's crazy. Things are wild. Amazing. Anyway, I hope everything is good. And again, leave us some notes in the comments. I can't wait to hear from you guys. All right. I guess we'll see you next time. Have a good one. Bye-bye.